Bible. This is it. Whoa. I can't even listen. Okay, amen. Let me just give y'all a little class on why we do this. This is a confession. Amen. And we are letting Satan know what's going on. Amen. Or what's really going on. So I don't want you to just say it just because I say it. Don't just, if you're going to say it just because I say it, just don't say it. Amen. But when you say it, you got to speak it out. Let's say no that you mean what you say. Amen. You mean what you say and you say what you mean. Amen. So let's try that again. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
This is the true word of God.
The word of God is true.
I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die. But right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. You all sounded so good this morning. You all just passed the test to join the praise team. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to turn your Bibles with me, please, to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, and when you get there, say amen. Genesis chapter 3, amen. When you get there, say amen. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Amen. Are you there yet? I want you to start with me in verse number 8. Verse number 8. Verse number 8. Amen. The Bible says, and they, Adam and Eve, they heard the voice. Somebody say voice.
Voice.
They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. You know, I hate to say this, I know we got some religious people in here, but when I see that he was walking in the cool of the day, that just tell me that God is cool. Amen. He was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. How many of you know you can't hide from God? The 139th Psalm says, when I go to bed, he's there. When I ascend into heaven, he's there. So wherever you go, God is there. Amen. But we have Adam and Eve trying to hide from God. Okay, he said, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees in the garden. And verse 9 says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? God knew exactly where he was. And he said, Adam said, I hear thy voice. Somebody say voice.
Voice.
I hear thy voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Now, I want to share this with us before I move further. Don't you know that before Adam and Eve ate from the tree, they were naked? So now, all of a sudden, when he went from spiritual life to spiritual death, now he realizes that he's naked. But don't you know God knew he was naked all the time? Because God created him naked. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen. I just wanted to just throw that out there. Amen. So Adam is hiding now because now he realizes that he's naked. Amen. And he said, I heard the voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And God said in verse number 11, God said, who told you that you were naked? Have thou eaten of the tree? And isn't it amazing? God asking a question that he already knows. Why? Because he's God. He said, has thou eaten of the tree wherein of I commanded thee that thou should not eat? Amen. I want to stop right there. But Genesis chapter 3 is a series of passage where Adam and Eve listen to the voice of a stranger instead of obeying God's voice. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And God told them not to eat from the tree of good and evil. Okay? That was God's voice. But they entertained another voice, you know, that caused them to do or deceive them into doing something that God told them not to do. Are y'all still with me? Now, when we take a look at the dialogue in Genesis chapter 3, we will find out that there are four voices, okay, involved in the dialogue. The first voice is the voice of God. The second voice is the voice of the serpent, better known as Satan. The third voice is the voice of Adam. And the fourth voice is the voice of Eve. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Cloud family, you still with me? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't know who the Cloud family is, but I know who they are. Amen, amen, amen. So, but of the four voices that were involved in conversation, how many of you know that the only voice that really mattered was God's voice? Are y'all still with me? His voice was the only voice that really mattered. Amen? See? And because God's voice is the only voice that mattered, he gave Adam and Eve instructions on what to do and what not to do. And don't you know, since God's voice is the only voice that really mattered, Adam and Eve really never had to say anything. They could have not said anything to anyone. All they should have done is just have done what God told them to do and do what God told them not to do. Y'all still with me? They haven't said anything. See, sometimes people talk too much. And when God speaks, we need to listen. Amen? So they really didn't have to say anything. All they should have done is just obey God's word. Amen? But how many of you know that whenever God speaks, there are always other voices, either verbal voices or voices in your mind, there's voices in my mind that try to contradict the word that God has spoken. Always. Whenever God speaks, there are always other voices, okay, whether they are verbal or they're in your mind, that causes people to try to do not do what God's word said. In other words, they try to mess the listener up by allowing the listener to hear other voices that are irrelevant to what God said. Because if God said it, let it be done, because it's already written. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. And what gets the listener, the person who listens to the other voices other than God, what gets the listener in trouble is that instead of just doing what God is telling us to do, we listen for someone else to tell us what God says for us to do. Y'all still with me? And when we listen to other people, if they're not speaking what God is speaking, their voice is irrelevant. Y'all still with me? It's irrelevant. If anyone is contradicting the word of God, if they are going against the word of God, their voice is irrelevant. But many people would rather hear from someone else. They would rather hear someone else tell them what God said instead of listening to the voice of God for themselves. Y'all all right? If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title of today's message is a question mark. It is, who told you that? Who told you that? What voice are you listening to? Y'all still with me? Because irrelevant voices can lead us astray. And not only someone else's voice, but how many of you know your own voice can lead you astray? If it's irrelevant to what God says. And when people listen to irrelevant voices, they end up in a situation where they are confused on what God really said. Like Eve in the garden. Y'all still with me? It happened to Adam and Eve in the garden, and it happens to many of us today. We don't know what God said, because instead of listening to him, we like to hear it from other people. A lot of people go, can you speak a word into my life? Yeah, here, take this whole book, this word right here. This is your word. Y'all still with me this morning? We want to hear from somebody else instead of hearing from God. Amen? Now, there's a verse in the Bible that many of us are familiar with, and I'm, you know, I've mentioned it many times, and I want to go to it today. And the verse is found in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. And I'm going to tell you what most people say, and then we're going to find out what it really says, you know. Many people, when they quote this scripture, they say, the word of God will not return void. And they stop right there. But let's go to that scripture and find out what it really says. Isaiah 55, verse number 11. I want you to see it. Isaiah 55, 11. Who are you listening to? Who's talking to you? Amen. Who told you that? Amen. Isaiah 55, are you there yet? Because people say, you know, the word of God, the Bible said the word of God will not return void. Well, that's part of what it says. But let's look at all of what it says. The Bible says here in verse number, let's start with verse 10, just for the sake of this lesson. Isaiah, the prophet, amen. He said, for as the rain cometh down, okay, Isaiah is speaking, you know, God is using the prophet to speak to the children of Israel. In other words, thus saith the Lord, okay. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, God says, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts, okay. And then he says, for as the rain cometh down, I just read verse 9. Verse 10 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now, I want to stop right there for a second, because when you look at that scripture, the Bible says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not there. Have you ever seen, and maybe you have, I've never seen it, but maybe you have. Have you ever seen snow come down and then turn around and go back up? I've never seen it. The only time you'll see that is when you're watching a movie and then you rewind it backwards, you know, to see a part that you missed. Y'all still with me? But look at what the Bible says about God's word. Look at verse 11. The Bible says, so shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return what? See, we leave that out. People say God's word, God says word will not return void. No, it didn't say it would not return void. It said it would not return unto him void. That's a big difference. It will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. That's God, what he pleases. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. In other words, when God speaks his word, what God says is going to happen is going to happen. What God says is what goes. Now notice what I did not say. Notice I didn't say what someone tell you that God says is going to go. Because somebody might tell you that God says something and God might not have said anything. Voices. Who told you that? God said his word. He didn't say my word. He didn't say your word. He didn't say if I tell you God says something. He didn't say that if God didn't say it, then it's going to return him void. He will not return void. Because when I tell you that God says something, and if God didn't say it, that's not God's word. That's my word. But a lot lot of people would rather hear from someone else about what God said instead of listening to what God said. Y'all still with me? And when they do, they end up for disaster. Now, I know that most people know the scripture we just read. You've seen it 1,000 times. But how many of you know that people love voices so much? They want people to speak to them what did God say so much that I've already said it. They would rather hear someone else's voice say what God says or hear their own voice say what they think God says instead of listening to what God said, looking at what the Word says, or listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit when He speaks God's Word to us. Y'all still with me? And as a result of that, people get confused with God's Word because a lot of times people say God told them something, He didn't tell them nothing, it's something that they want to do. Why? Because they're listening to their own words. I'm trying to blame it on God. See? People will tell themselves, or other people will tell someone that God said something, you know, amen, and people will believe someone else's word before they believe God's word. And that's a shame. And that's why a lot of Christians are in the shape that they're in today. Because they hear what someone else said instead of listening to the word, amen? In other words, people end up being deceived. That was the case in Genesis chapter 3. And that's the same problem that we have today. Are y'all still with me? People who listen to too many voices, they listen to too many voices, it causes them to end up in a state of vulnerability to Satan's attacks. Okay? In other words, they are weak, they're open to Satan's attacks, and it leads them to a life of frustration, a life of unhappiness. Amen? And it not only affects them, it affects other people that have come around. All because they listen to so many different voices. I mean, even what's going on in the world right now. And it's really amazing to me how every outlet, you know, social media, social, you name it, have something to say about what's going on in the world. And the sad thing about it is that people, instead of going to the source, they believe everything that they hear. They said this on Facebook. They said that on Instagram. Somebody said this on TikTok. They said it, and people are believing it. And it's affecting their life. And it's affecting not only their life, but the people they hang around. Oh, don't you know this is going to happen? Oh, this person going to do this? Did you hear about this? What? Kristen, what did God say? Only what God says is relevant. If the Bible says trust in the Lord with all thine heart, that means that whatever's going on in the world, I mean, you still have to trust in the Lord. But we listen to voices. The Bible said, lean not. I just don't understand what's going on in the world. The Bible said, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct our what? Path with the S on the end of it. So it doesn't matter who's who. God is God. And He's the only one who's this relevant. Y'all still with me? So we have to stop listening to all these different voices. Everybody wants a podcast on Facebook. They might not know what they're talking about. We've been deceived. Once again, who told you that? Are y'all still with me? Amen. See, in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam said, God, I hid myself because I was naked. God said, who told you that you was naked? You know what God was really saying? You know what He was really saying? He was saying, I didn't tell you that. they listened to a voice that deceived them, the enemy, to bite the fruit or to eat from the tree. God was part of saying, I didn't tell you to do that. Only God's voice is relevant. And if someone is speaking something that's not God's voice, they are irrelevant. Are y'all still with me? So why would we want to listen to an irrelevant voice when we can listen to God for ourselves? We can get into the word for ourselves. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because people like voices. They want to have something to talk about. They want to have something to gossip about. They want to spread all this discord with their mouth instead of just doing what the Word of God tells us to do. Y'all still with me? There are a lot of voices in the world. A lot of voices. And although we think some of those voices are God's voice, I'm here to tell you, Christian, that they are not God's voice. They are the voice of a stranger. Amen? You know, Pastor, how can I know whether it's God's voice or not? Well, how many of you know I'm glad you asked that question? God's voice will never go against God's word. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. If it does not line up with God's word, it is not God's voice. If it does not line up with God's will, it is not God's voice. If it does not line up with God's ways, it is not God's voice. I don't care whose voice it comes from. It's not God. Are y'all still with me? Even if it comes from Pastor Ron's voice, if it does not line up with God's word, it's not God's voice. See? See, the enemy knows that people like to hear from people. He knows that. And he will deceive people with lies that they think came from God to deceive other people. Spiritual warfare. Y'all still with me? Amen. God will never go against his word. So if I want to be successful in this world, if I want to be victorious in this world, if I want to win in every area of my life in this world, I need to follow the voice of God. Period. Amen. And the best way to know God's voice, I said it already, is number one, by the written word. And listen, number two, y'all ready? Y'all ready? I have to know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because he is the one that God sent back here to lead me and guide me into all truth. And we all know that the opposite of a truth is what? And the Bible says Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And if he's a father of lies, he got some lying children out here in this world. And he will use whoever he can to spread his lies. Listen, y'all ready? Even Christians. Wait, I'm going to magnify it even more. Y'all ready? Even Christians who have spiritual gifts. Uh-oh. We're gonna talk about spiritual gifts. Are y'all still with me? Even Christians have spiritual gifts. Because people think every time somebody with a spiritual gift say something, they think it's true. Because they're in the church. Your life, hey. That person got the gift of this, so they should no. I will say what Pastor Janice spoke to Tyrone this morning is true. Because about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I spoke the same thing in his life. That was just confirmation for you. That to let you know it was God's word. Y'all all right? Amen. The best way to know what God says is through his word and to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because listen to this. The Holy Spirit speaks two ways. He will speak on the inside of you in a still small voice. And he also will speak on the outside of you. Have you ever been somewhere in your life by yourself and you hear somebody call your name? Tony, huh? You don't see nobody. I must be hearing things. Yes, you are. Could be the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. I mean, if he can't talk, how can he lead and guide us to all truth? The Holy Spirit can speak. Speak. He's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. He can speak. He can talk. And if you are a Christian, he talks to you from the inside and from the outside. Because the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The problem is that we don't listen to him because we are too naturally focused or physically focused instead of spiritually focused. That's why we need to get into the Word. Y'all still with me? We must be able to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. I want you to go to John chapter 14. John 14. John 14. Amen, amen, amen. I will not finish this message today. It's part two next week. Y'all get ready to come back. Amen, amen. I can't give it all to you today. You know, I was putting my lesson together yesterday, as I always do, and I thought I was going to teach one thing, and by the time I got to about three scriptures, I took a turn, a right turn. It didn't turn out like I thought it would, because this is what God has for us today. Y'all still with me? So I can't teach what I want to. I have to teach what the Word of God wants me to teach. So Jesus is talking here in John 14. This is when he was telling the disciple he's going to leave, and he told them here in verse number 10. Okay, we look at verse 10. He told them, this is Jesus. He said, believe it. Are you all there yet? John chapter 14, verse 10. I don't want to go too fast. He says, believe it thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? He asked them a question. Look at what he said. He says, the words that I speak, it's Jesus talking. He says, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Y'all see that? But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Okay? Verse 11, he says, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Y'all still with me? So once again, in verse 10, he said, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. In other words, Jesus tells us there that those words he's speaking, he didn't make those words up. He's speaking the Father's word. Y'all still with me? And then look at what he said here over here in verse number 26. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have did what? Said unto you. So the Holy Spirit, the things I have said to you, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you and bring them to your remembrance. Well, how is he going to bring them to my remembrance? By sign language? He's going to speak. Well, Pastor, that scripture don't say nothing about the Holy Spirit speaking. Okay, go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Look at what the Word of God says. Amen. John chapter 16. Are y'all there yet? Look at verse number 13. Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit. We know he's already here. Jesus was talking about when the Holy Spirit comes. Because he said in the verse number 7, okay? He said, I'll tell you the truth. It's better for me to go away so the Comforter, this Holy Spirit, can come. Look what he said in verse 13. I know I said it quickly, pretty fast. I said about 10 words in a split second. That's okay. You can go back on Facebook and listen to it. Look at verse 13. He said, how be it when who? He. Do y'all see that? Y'all see that? With he. Not it. said he, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he, not it, but he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not do what? Uh-oh. Now, I know that there are male animals and female animals, because I have a lot of male dogs at home who are he's. But those dogs can't speak, so I can understand. So the person who is going to lead me and guide me to the truth, if he speaks, I have to be able to understand what he's saying, because if not, I won't do what he tells me to do or what God wants me to do. Y'all still with me? So that tells me that he's a person. Y'all still with me? He said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he do what? Speak. And he will show you things come. So that qualifies the fact that I said that the Holy Spirit knows how to talk. Because if he could not talk, he wouldn't be able to speak. Y'all still with me? I mean, a genuine, qualified voice of God here on this earth is here to speak to us and give us the truth. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? So the Holy Spirit speaks to us in a small, still voice. If you're too busy for God, you're not going to hear what he's saying. He speaks to us inward. He speaks to us outward. And listen to this. Are you ready? He speaks to us through his spiritual gifts. Pastor, what do you mean by spiritual gifts? His spiritual gifts. See, we have to understand this. Well, I haven't got there yet. I'll tell you that in a minute. Because there are gifts of the Spirit that a lot of people are allowed to operate in. And the Holy Spirit speaks through them or speaks to them to share the true message through the gifts. But I want to show you something about these gifts. Because Satan also knows about these gifts. And everything that God have, Satan have a counterfeit to make people think it's God, and it's not. I want you to go with me, please, over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And when you get there, say amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if it's okay with you, I want to read this series of scripture from you. I know many of you have a King James Version, but I want to read it from the NIV. If you can bring up 1 Corinthians chapter 12 upstairs from the NIV, I would truly appreciate it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Because a lot of people in the church of Corinth was using gifts that they thought came from God in a wrong way. And the Apostle Paul got tired of it, and he wanted to give them some education on spiritual gifts. Because he says, you know, if you look at chapter 12 in your Bible, if you're King James, he said, I will not leave you foolish or something like that concerning spiritual gifts. If spiritual gifts are from the Holy Spirit, okay, by way of God, that means that we need to know something about them. Because if we don't know anything about them, we will easily be deceived when someone comes to us and say they have the gift of something, and God told me to tell you this, we will be deceived. Because listen to this. I mentioned the fact a few seconds ago that we are engaged in spiritual warfare. And Satan, no one is off limits to Satan, even people with spiritual gifts. And if he can, he will use people with spiritual gifts by deceiving them to make them think they are speaking something that God said, and they are speaking something that they are saying, and he will deceive them and cause them to deceive other people. That's why as Christians, it's very important for us to understand these spiritual gifts. Because if we do not understand them, we will listen to what anyone have to say. Just because they're in church with a tight collar around their neck, with their head up in the air, saying, "Oh, I told me to tell you this." And it will mess your life up. Y'all are mighty quiet this morning. Oh, yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, I can't get too deep into these gifts today, but doing a Bible study coming soon to a station near you, I'm going to teach every one of them one at a time. Because the Bible says that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Y'all still with me? Now, let's look at chapter 12, verse number 1. I'm going to read from the NIV, and you can see it on the screen because it's right there on the screen. Paul says, "Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters." That tells me right there he's talking to Christians who did not know. They had no knowledge. They were being deceived. All kinds of things was going on in the church of Corinth. Y'all still with me? He says, "Now about the gifts of Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed." He said, "You know that when you were pagans, before you got saved, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols." In other words, a lot of people are being influenced and led astray right now. Why? Because they are listening to the wrong voice. They are listening to people say, "Thus saith the Lord," and they don't know what the Lord said because they don't spend any time in God's word. So if we don't know the truth, we will easily believe a lie because we have nothing to measure the lie against. Are y'all still with me this morning? That's why God sent back the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, back on the stage. I don't know why y'all keep telling me to come off the stage. I don't know why y'all keep telling me to do that. So look at what he says here. He's educating them, and he's educating us. He says, verse 3, "Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus be cursed,' and no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit." Now, let me explain that to you right quick. See, that's why I like World of Knowledge Ministries, because we explain stuff. Listen, how do you know you're saved? The Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are children of God. It's in Hebrews chapter 12, I believe. If you can just check that out for me, make sure I'm telling them the right thing. The Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit, you know. So you know you're saved. You've never seen Jesus Christ face to face. At least I don't think you have. If you have, let me know. Tell me what he looked like. Amen, amen, amen. But by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift from God. So if someone try to tell you you're not a Christian, you say, "Oh, yes, I am." Well, how do you know? We have this small, still voice, the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ. We can't see it, but it happens. In other words, he gives you the stamp of approval. That's another message. Amen. Y'all still with me? Are you sure? Amen. Maybe it's not Hebrews 12. Maybe it's like around Hebrews 10, somewhere between 10 and 12. But I'm sure y'all are rich and will let me know because I don't want to give you no false information. I don't want you to be deceived by a word that come out of Pastor Ron's mouth. Y'all still with me? So then he says here, y'all ready? Amen. He says, there are different kinds of gifts. Y'all still with me? Uh-oh, here we go. I'm trying to educate us. Y'all all right? There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. See, there's only one Holy Spirit. I think it's a Hebrews 8, I believe. Maybe 8. One Spirit, a lot of gifts. Are y'all still with me? Everybody understand that? It's very important for us to know this. It's very important. We have to know this. Because a lot of people are being deceived. You know, people say, "God told me to do this." They do that. 3 days later, "Oh, he want me to do that." They do that. 6 weeks later, Well, he really didn't tell me to do that. He wants me to do this. 2 days later, well, I think that's what he wants me to do. Confusion. And the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. So we listen to the wrong voice. And sometimes our voice is the wrong voice. God's not the author of confusion. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. They didn't even say some, Hunter, it's at all. Well, you know, don't do a person that's unstable is like a drug man walking in the street staggering. And if y'all know the person, I don't want nobody to know I know that rascal. A lot of gifts, one Holy Spirit. Just one. Don't worry about Ezra Richard. I'm serious, somewhere in chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. That's where it said. Amen. Here we go. And then the Bible says here, it says, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. Verse 5. The Bible said, there are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same who? God at work. One Spirit, one God. Don't worry about it, it's okay. That's all right. Romans 8. Yes, Romans 8. Amen. Holy Spirit brought it back to my remembrance. Yeah, Romans 8. Amen. Thank you. She just verified. It's all right. And then the Bible says here, are y'all ready? Verse 7, just trying to help us. It says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And then the Bible says, to one, there is given through the who? Spirit. Why? Because it's gifts of the Spirit. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. Okay. The gift of prophecy, okay? That's not the office of the prophet. That's the gift of prophecy. There's a difference. Pastor, what's the difference? I can't get into it today, but you can come to Bible study when I start teaching it. Amen, amen, amen. To another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, or I think King James called it the discerning of spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Just as he determines. Just as he determines. In other words, no one can tell you you have the spirit of nothing. No one can give you the spirit of nothing. The Holy Spirit is the one to distribute these gifts. You know, you got to give us so that. No, no, no. Who told you that? Because people in the church are always trying to, oh, you got the gift of somewhere. Who? Did God tell you that? Did the Holy Spirit tell you that? If you didn't hear from the source, don't listen to it. Because you're going to go around trying to tell somebody something, and Satan is using your mouthpiece to deceive others as he's deceiving you. I'll tell you why in a minute. Y'all still with me? One Spirit? Many gifts as the Holy Spirit wills. These gifts operate when the Holy Spirit wants them to operate. Well, Pastor, what are these gifts for? Well, how many of you know? I'm glad you asked that question. These gifts are for the same thing or for the same reason why Jesus sent back gifts when he ascended into heaven. Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Word of Knowledge Ministries. Ephesians chapter 4. The same reason. Same reason. Y'all still with me? Same reason. Same reason. It's before Jesus was ascended into heaven. Same reason. Are y'all ready? Look at what the Bible says here. It's talking about one Spirit in verse number 3. You know, same thing that 1 Corinthians 12 said, one Spirit. And look what the Bible says here. Verse 10, talking about Jesus. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Are you all with me? And then it says, and he gave some apostles, in other words, commissions. He gave some apostles. And Christians, listen to this. Guess this. These gifts are not an order of rank. People think, due to the lack of studying, that just because it's apostle is the top one. No. I mean, I can say A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A is no higher than G. It's just how it's listed in the alphabet. I mean, Christians are so deceived because we don't spend time studying the word on for ourselves. We go by what somebody else said. Y'all still with me? So just because apostles listed first, it'll be, Apostle Ron. This apostle came today. So? Welcome him. Remember years ago, somebody, I was back in the office of another church, and somebody came in, Pastor, a bishop is in here today. So? Shake his hand and welcome him. And when you tell me that Jesus is here, I'm like, what? Where is he at? We need to stop putting people on a pedestal. That's why people always feel low, because they lift other people high. The Bible says you are wonderfully made, whether you have a title or not. The Bible says God is not a respecter of persons. We shouldn't be either. I'm sorry, I'm looking mad. So look at what the Bible says here about these gifts that Jesus sent back. It says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Y'all still with me? Gifts. Why did he give them? Look at the next verse. For the work of the ministry. For the perfecting of the saints. For the works of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The same reason why the Holy Spirit gave gifts is the same reasons why Jesus gave gifts. Look at it again. He gave them for what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's why he gave gifts. Are y'all still with me? It's very important we understand the gifts, including it's very important for the people who operate in these gifts to understand the gifts. Why? Because we are engaged in spiritual warfare, and Satan will attack people with spiritual gifts to deceive them so they can go and deceive other people in the body of Christ. I told you earlier, everything that God has, the gifts, Satan have a counterfeit or false people. He have people that are operating in a false gift of apostle, false prophets, false evangelists, false pastors, false teachers. False gift of the word of wisdom, false gift of the word of knowledge, false gift of prophecy, false. And he knows that if I can deceive someone with a spiritual gift from the Holy Spirit or from God, I know they're going to run their mouth and tell somebody something. And the person they tell is going to believe what they say because they know that they operate in this gift. I'm going to use that person's mouth to condemn someone else. Who told you that? Does it line up with God's word? Satan will use whoever he can. And see, the problem is this. A lot of people who operate in gifts are deceived because they don't study 1 Corinthians chapter 12. They think it's their own personal gift. But it's not their gift, it's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And because many think it's their own gift, they think they can operate in a gift whenever they want to. Well, listen to this. When we are operating in a gift and we're not led by the Holy Spirit, at that particular time, we become false prophets, false apostles, false evangelists, false pastors and teachers, false gift of the word of wisdom, false gift of the word of knowledge, false gift of prophecy, false, 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 false. And the body of Christ is being damaged today. Why? Because people don't take time to study the word of God to find out what's live and what's Memorex. They don't want to study. They want somebody else to tell them. Or they say what they think God is saying. They're not really sure. They just think. And they're confused as a spinning top. And don't even know it. But Satan knows it. And he continued to bring it and bring it and bring it. Why? Because it's easy for him to do what he is designed to do, steal, kill, and destroy. That's why we have to study. That's why I have to come into the church to hear the word from the qualified teacher, not just me, any qualified teacher who teaches the word. Anyone who's not teaching the word and they're making stuff up, don't listen to it. Well, how would I know? Because you got to study to find out. Are y'all still with me? People don't take time to study. Once again, not only is the person operating the gift deceived, they're deceiving other people. Because Pastor Ron is the under-shepherd here in his church. And my job is to take care of the sheep. I want to know who's talking to you. If anybody's speaking to you, I would like to know that. You know, just so I can take care of the sheep. Because anybody coming here speaking something that's not of God, I'm sending them home. Got to take care of the sheep. See, the church world is so confused. You go to so many denominations in the world. That's why I'm non-denomination. And everybody's just giving themselves names. And they're being deceived. Well, not everybody, some people. Why? Because they don't study. They're going by what somebody once said. And the Bible talks a lot about false people, false prophets, false apostles. You know, it's false people. Everything that sounds like God might not be God. I remember someone told me a long time ago, if it sounds like a duck, if it cracks like a duck, then it's a duck. Where if it sounds like God and it seems like God, it might not be. It might be voice of deception. Are y'all still with me? Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's go there. Jeremiah 23. Amen, amen, amen. I told you I wasn't going to finish this today. Just trying to help us. Gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, we got people operating the gifts. Oh, yeah, yes. The Bible says that they operating the gifts. But Satan will use people to make them think that it's their gift. And they can operate when they want to. Nuh-uh. That the Holy Spirit's gift. And he decides. He determines. That's why I read all of chapter 12, so you all can see it. And that's why Paul educated the church of Christians at Corinth. Because they were acting a fool. He said, hold up. I can't leave you ignorant concerning these spiritual gifts. Let me explain them to you. And every Christian should be familiar with these spiritual gifts. We need to study. We need to find out. So we won't be easily deceived. Jeremiah. Every time I hear Jeremiah the other day, I always think about that old song. Remember the old song, Jeremiah was a bullfrog? You remember that song? Amen. But this Jeremiah right here, he wasn't a bullfrog. He was a prophet. Amen. Jeremiah 23. Roger knew what I'm talking about too, because he smiled when I said it. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 23. When you get there, say amen. I'm almost done for today. Jeremiah chapter 23. Amen. Look at what the Bible says. First, I want to read verse 1. I want to read verse 1. Jeremiah 23, verse 1. First, God through Jeremiah, he said, woe be to the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. There are false pastors out there, too. That's false pastors, too. I want you to go over to verse 13. Well, let's start with verse 11. Verse 11. Jeremiah 23, verse 11. Look at what it says here. I have 5 minutes left. Y'all good? Y'all still hanging in there? Amen. He says in verse 11, he said, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yeah, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Verse 13, he says, I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal, false god that they worship, fertility god, and caused my people, Israel, to stray. Do you all see that? That's what happens. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people, Israel, to stray. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem and horrible thing. They commit adultery, they walk in lies, they strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Y'all don't know about Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed them because of their sinful acts. Y'all still with me? In verse 15, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, don't listen to the words of the prophets. They're prophesying to you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of God. And a lot of prophets and these people are apostles. They're going around doing the same thing today, deceiving Christians, speaking what they want to say instead of something that lines up with the word of God. And Christians are being deceived because they are confused as to what God is really saying. That's why 2 Timothy chapter 2 tells us to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because even in that series of scripture, Paul was talking to Timothy because a lot of false teachers were going around teaching Christians false doctrine. And people were leaving Christianity. Why? Because they were leaving Christianity because they were listening to lies instead of listening to the truth. And Paul told Timothy, you study and let the Christians know what the truth really is so they will not stray away from what they received through salvation. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. And some people will listen to anything, what they want to hear. And I'm getting close. Don't you know the Bible have a name for those people? The Bible call them people with itching ears. Their ears itching. They want to hear a word from somebody. Tell me something. Amen? Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to close with this. And we're going to pick this up next week. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Itching ears. Just want to hear something good. Like the song, tell me something good. Amen. Y'all know that one, don't you? Amen. They want to hear something good. Tell me what the Lord is speaking to you. No. You ask the Holy Spirit. If you want to know what God is saying, ask the Holy Spirit. We have access to him. And he speaks all the time. I'm going to show you some scriptures next week where he is speaking. Ask him. Ask the Holy Spirit. And if the person that speaks to you verifies or qualifies the person that's speaking to you confirms what the Holy Spirit has said to you, you know it's of God. Are y'all still with me? I told you to go to 2 Timothy, right? And we'll pick it up right here next week. I'm just going to read it right quick and I'm going to be done. 2 Timothy. Amen. We got names for these people. Chapter 4. Paul is talking to Timothy. Y'all ready? And basically what he's telling Timothy here is get the word out to the people. Get the gospel out so they'll know the truth. He says here in verse 2, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to say two or three words after it and we're going to close for the day. He says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come. The time has already come. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. In other words, they won't believe the truth. But after their own lust, they shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. They want somebody to tell them something because their ears are itching. I got to have something in my ears. Can you speak something in there? Thus saith the Lord. He says, and they shall turn away their ears from the what? Y'all see that? They shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But he told Timothy, he encouraged him. He said, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. The main work of the evangelist is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did y'all know that? You know it now. Amen, amen, amen. Make full proof of your ministry. Stand to your feet. In other words, he's telling Timothy, there are people out there who are going to be deceived by different voices. And when they listen to these different voices, they're going to take their ears away from the truth. Because the lies sometimes sounds better than the truth. Once again, who told you that? Who told you that? Who are we listening to? Are we listening to ABC, CBS, NBC, ESPN, CNN, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram? Come on, give me some, y'all. Fox. We listen to? Who told you that? Oh, we listen to the word. Don't you know? I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done. Everything that's going on in this world today, God knew it was going to go on. Because he's God. And of everything that we've seen and have not seen, God still say, trust in me with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. See, we can't go by what people are saying. Because there are a lot of irrelevant voices out there. I told you when we started this lesson, in the garden, there were four voices. And the only voice that was relevant was God's voice. Always God's voice. Instead of listening to all this mess, I mean, if people are talking, you hear it because you pass it up. But don't let that mess soak into your head. Look to the hills, which cometh your help. And the word of God says, our help cometh from the Lord. Spiritual warfare. It will not end until Jesus comes back. Put your faith in God. Not man. Put your faith in God. Because God is the only true God. And anything that's not coming from the Word of God in reference to what God wants us to do is a lie. The Bible says Satan is the father of lies, not Jehovah Jireh. Part two next week. You don't want to miss it. Invite someone to come out with you. Because there is more to come. As I said earlier, on a Bible study, to be determined, I'm going to teach every one of those gifts one at a time. Because people don't know what the gifts are. A lot of people don't know. And just because someone said they have the gift of this, people believe them. And Christians are being deceived. And Satan is like, Christians are deceiving Christians because Satan is deceiving them. I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise because he